Hello, and welcome to Podcanning, the AutoCAD training podcast. I'm your host, Jason Carter. In today's episode, I will discuss attribute modes. In the last episode, I discussed creating attributes using the ATT def command. This brings up the attribute definition dialog box. One thing that I completely skipped over at that time was the mode section of that dialog. Here are several different checkboxes that you can turn on or off for settings such as invisible, lock position, etc. Today we will discuss each one of these checkboxes, each one of these modes, one by one. Knowing what each of these modes do will give you greater control and more options when creating attributed blocks. The first mode that we're going to discuss is the invisible mode. This controls whether or not that particular attribute is visible in your drawing after the block has been placed. If you're using attributes to place text in your drawing associated with your block, you'll probably want to leave this mode unchecked. But if you're using attributes mainly to store data in your block, you may want to consider making some of your attributes invisible. Invisible attributes can still be extracted from your block later on, even though you can't see them. The next mode is the constant mode. Attributes can either be constant or variable. When the constant mode is checked, this means that for this particular attribute, the value or the contents of that attribute can never change. It's not going to be an editable attribute. If you want to preset a default value in the default attribute field, and you never want that value of that attribute to change, you may want to check the constant mode, turn that on. But if you want to be able to edit the value associated with an attribute sometime in the future, leave this mode unchecked. The attribute will thus be considered a variable attribute rather than a constant attribute. The next mode is the verify mode. If the verified mode is turned on, you'll be prompted to verify the attribute value when you place your block. The next mode is the preset mode. Preset mode is only applicable if your ATT DIA variable is set to 0. So if this is the case, and preset mode is unchecked, when you place your attributed block, you're going to receive a prompt in the command window to verify the default value for that attribute. If you have preset mode checked on, you will not be prompted to verify the default values for that particular attribute. The next mode is the lock position mode. When lock position is unchecked, you'll have the ability to move the attributes associated with your block around by clicking on them and then dragging them to a new position using the grip on that attribute. If you want your attributes to never be able to move in relation to the rest of your block, you can turn on the lock position mode. So this lock position mode controls whether or not the attributes can move in relation to the other objects in your block. Finally, there's the multiple lines mode. Multiple line mode allows you to specify whether your attribute text is single line or can contain multiple lines of text. And that's it for today's episode. Hopefully, understanding attribute modes a little bit better will help you in creating attributed blocks with the functionality that you want. Please subscribe to the show, give it a review if you like what you're learning. Please also visit the website at www.podcatting.com or visit on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn. Thank you very much for listening.